About in the flyover states and up and down the east, west coast, and everywhere in between. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, this show is America Tonight, a snapshot of what's happening across the country. And that really is the scuttlebutt. Wow, the VP choice. Like it, don't like it, don't really care because you're a lifelong Democrat. Don't like the idea of the budget. Scared to death over Medicare and all these crazy things that you're hearing about Ryan's budget proposal. Yeah, a lot of that is politics, my friends. And we're going to diffuse some of it coming up on our Thursday show. We get the straight facts and go through everything in the budget. I took a look again at it today, and it wouldn't even kick in till 2023. And the overwhelming sense is that it's this budget, if it were in any way adopted, would just completely trash Medicare, but that's not the way that I read it. So we have a great guest coming up on Thursday to go through all the facts. Never let the facts get in the way of a good story. That's what some people think, but we're taking the opposite tack on this one. It was all about Biden, however, when it comes to VPs earlier in the day. We're going to tell you his misstep that I think part of it was blown up and overblown. Once again, it makes for great politics, though, because it's about the back and forth sniping. It detracts from all the other things. Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin, was smart to take aim on the one thing we can all agree upon. 8% unemployment is just unacceptable, because I think that number is low anyway. You always have to throw in the underemployed. How many people, raise your hand, are working two and three jobs? I know a lot of people that are doing that. I've told the story quickly. I'll give you a snippet of it. In a conversation I had 2 weeks ago with a young woman who was just under 30, had two kids, and is serving our country. She was training at Dover, had signed up to be a Marine, was in a group with all guys and said they were just wonderful, treated her great. She was so excited, came from a family of career military people. Said that part of the reason that she joined the service, she wanted to serve, and she felt like she could do a better job with her children that way, is because she had three jobs that she was juggling. She's trying to do three jobs to make ends meet. She said it wasn't worth it anymore because it was ridiculous. She was barely making a living, so she decided to do what she knew best and then jumped into the fatigues and went the route that her family did. There are so many stories like that across the United States. People that are stringing jobs together. They have families. They've got to pay their mortgage. They have to pay for their health care premiums. They have to pay their taxes, X, Y, Z. It's not frivolous things they're spending money on. It's just trying to make ends meet. So Ryan talked about creating more of the things we need the most in this country.
If we get this economy growing like we know we can, we could create 12 million jobs in 4 years.
12 million jobs in 4 years, that would be good. That's a campaign promise you write down and then stick it on a sticker. If Romney's elected, you remember that's one of the things that was heavily mentioned in the campaign. But does Romney even get a crack at it? The Democrats are a little worried about this life that's sort of been breathed into the Romney ticket. And if you look at the polls, in some states, in some polls, depending on what it is, they're neck and neck. So neck and neck is better than being 10 points behind. Does that give you a fighting chance to actually make some noise and get some electoral votes on November 6th? It surely does. But what about those independents? Where are they going? Which way are they leaning? Do people really have their minds made up on who they're going to vote for at this point? Or are there people who aren't quite sure who they're going to vote for? If there were a lot of people that fell into that category, then both sides would like that because that's what they're going to try to scratch and claw for. I've heard from Democrats who've even called the show who say they're unhappy with Obama. They think that he talks out of both sides of his mouth, that he wasn't effective. And more importantly, they're seeing the effects on the economy, and they don't want to continue to go down that path. So is it the businessman or the lawyer? They're taking a shot on the businessman this time around. I can count on my hands the amount of people, Democrats, lifelong Democrats, who occasionally have voted for Republicans who are not voting for Obama. I don't know if this is normal. I don't know if there are a lot of people out there listening to me who are Democrats who say, wow, that's crazy. Who are her friends? Who are the people that she's meeting? Because I don't know anybody that wants to vote for Romney. They think he's a one percenter and that he's hiding something when it comes to his taxes and the whole thing with Bain. So, and then somebody else pointed out in an email, and this was from Tank, who started listening to us about 6 months ago, says, pick your poison. I'm sure all the men that are running are nice, but they're not my choice. I was a Ron Paul guy from the get-go. I like his ideas about liberty, and I like his idea about cutting the Federal Reserve. They're like hoodlums stealing from us. Ben Bernanke is the worst. Oh, I agree with him on that. So there are certainly people who aren't happy, and maybe they're not going to vote at all. Sometimes that happens. Somebody decides, you know what, I don't like anything that's out there. I feel disillusioned. I'm not going to vote. I think you owe it to yourself to vote. If more Americans voted, then numbers would switch in different directions. If we could get those numbers higher, you know, the kind of numbers of people who watch reality television shows and vote for American Idol or for Dancing with the Stars or for whatever they're voting for. The big noise, as I said, was on the VP, but the other one, Joe Biden, makes a remark about chains when he's in Danville, Virginia, the last stop on the Confederate circuit back in the day. Half of the audience is white, half of the audience is black, but I think this was a gaffe that he didn't mean in that way. He makes the comment about Wall Street being chained up because of Wall Street and that the proposed policies would be detrimental for Americans. His exact quote was, Romney is going to let the big banks once again write their own rules, unchain Wall Street. He's going to put y'all back in chains. And that set off a storm of tweets and people saying he was off his rocker by what he said. It's outrageous and, you know, he shouldn't have said that, and did he get tangled up in his words, and what did he think, and Romney was asked about it and said it was a low blow, and, you know, how would he make that reference? It's just typical of what they're seeing while they're out campaigning. The Republican candidate, Romney, has pretty much clarified his position, saying he doesn't support deregulation of Wall Street. Some people are saying that they do. He argued that some regulations are necessary, and he says the opposite. You know, you have to have laws and regulations to make free markets to produce and to be effective, but you have to make the regulations up to date. So that's caused some of the rift here. The chains comment by Biden, fair or foul? If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-8. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The week, if you want to throw in on early impressions, or if you really know, do you know who you're going to vote for? I mean, how many people raise your hand if you know, you know, who you're going to vote for? And some of those congressional races are going to be affected by a lot of this conversation, I think, and maybe even some of the Senate as well. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A reminder that in a couple of weeks we will be in Tampa broadcasting live from the Republican convention. Can't wait. As it was put to me, it is the Super Bowl of politics, going to the conventions and talking about what's happening, because, after all, it's we the people. It's funny, I was cleaning an office today, and growing up in Philly, there's two things I left Philadelphia with. One, I have a pocket constitution. It's awesome. It's got everything in there, of course. And then I also have, seriously, a copy of the Declaration of Independence. And I always thought it was cool. Who knows over the years how many copies I got. You know, they make them look yellowed, and it's, you can hang it up or whatever. And when I remember when I was a kid, I had it on my wall. And who doesn't know the words, we the people? So remember, when you're voting, it's important, because we the people have power. There is power in numbers. If more would get involved in politics, even though they shake it off and shake their head and think, this is, you know, this isn't me. This doesn't represent me. It's a machine. It's not true, because This is how it was posed to me. If 25 people call somebody in Congress, 25, and complain, whoever your congressperson is, you get 20, you get on those phone trees, you call everyone you know. Whatever the issue is, you call and complain, that's when the response happens. That's when they pay attention, seriously. So pay attention to what's going on. This is a smart crew. I know you do pay attention. And you, I can tell by the calls and the emails and all that sort of stuff that we get, which, by the way, later this hour we will have a mailbag. We'll go to the mailbag. I want to bring this up because it's sad, and it goes into our whole heart campaign thing that we've been talking about. And in my fear, boy, I don't want to end up as one of the females that has a heart attack. So I shed some weight, dumped cholesterol numbers, all that kind of stuff. And part of the reason I did that was through an introduction to Don Wiskin and Extendivite. By taking the pills every day, it made a huge difference in my cholesterol numbers that dipped and also blood pressure. So I feel a lot better, especially when you hear stories like this one where from Welcome Back Kotter, the guy who played Horshack died in his sleep from a heart attack. He was 63 years old, and this is sometimes a common thing. You think of heart attacks and someone falls to the ground, it's strenuous, and because of exercise or stress or whatever. But a lot of them happen in the middle of the night or right before dawn, and this is what happened to him, because this is when you have the greatest stress to your body, when it starts to wake up. So wake up and do something about it. Don't end up like a lot of the people that we've been talking about. Take some preventative steps and some of the things that you can eat. Watch yourself there. Get some exercise. And go to heartdrop.com and get some Extendivite like I did. I've been on it for 6 months, and amazing the difference it's made in my life, because I'm starting to think more about that kind of stuff, as I had two grandfathers who died before they were 40. Anyway, here's Horshack, or Ron Palillo, talking about the Horshack laugh. Remember, that's his signature thing. What was the inspiration for that crazy laugh? Take a listen.
When I was 10 years old, my dad died of lung cancer. And the last week that he was alive, the only way that he was able to breathe was that noise. And I didn't realize until I was about 2 or 3 years into the show that I had actually taken my father's death gasp and turned it into a national joke.
So how about that? If you ever watched Welcome Back, Kotter on Storyland or TV Land, rather, or whatever it is, TV Land, if you ever watch any of them, because they play them a bunch, he does have that crazy laugh, and you can tell it is like somebody who's gasping. Now that he says that, it is like somebody who's gasping for air. So very sad, dying in his sleep of a heart attack. Do something now before it's too late. You know, these damaged hearts and these scary stories that we're seeing, it seems more than ever it's really, really on the rise. They're even saying that there's a study out about a blood type that might reveal heart attack risks. How about that? If you know what your blood type is, that could be very big. People who have blood types AB have a slightly higher risk of heart disease compared to people with type O, which is the most common kind. So the higher risks, you know, you might be a little bit more motivated to make a lifestyle change. They did a pretty thorough study at Harvard. They looked at 90,000 men and women, and they did it in 20 years. So this was a 20-year study, and then they published the findings in the American Heart Association Journal, and thought it was interesting what the increased risks were. They ran all the types, and the non-O blood types was modest, and they had to have other factors like smoking and all that had a much bigger risk if they were doing those kind of things that lead to it. All right, we're veering into a different direction here on America Tonight after talking about yet another Hollywood guy who dies of a heart attack, which, by the way, he was running an acting school in Florida. So after he had retired, he had done a little bit of acting. That was his big hit, Welcome Back, Cotter. And then he went on to actually run a school. This is huge news, and we haven't even really touched on it, but so many of you have been paying attention to what's going on with the Stand Your Ground law and all that stuff in Florida. George Zimmerman, who was the neighborhood watch guy who is accused of fatally shooting Trayvon Martin in the gated community, says the judge presiding over his case has made awful remarks about him, disparaging remarks. So they filed an appeal, and the judge's name is Kenneth Lester, saying that the appeal is saying that he's biased against him. He wants a new judge to handle the case. The appeal was filed in the 5th District Court of Appeals in Daytona Beach. So pay attention to this. Everything is delayed until they decide whether to hear the appeal. And because the arrest was made 44 days after Trayvon Martin was killed, we know that the nation really had this on its radar because of all the protests and all the conversations about Neighborhood Watch, Stand Your Ground, kid with a hoodie who was just going to the store to get Skittles. And we know all the stuff that's come out after that, some of the misinformation and some of the stuff that was accurate and some that wasn't. So this would be a big deal if the judge changes, if they move that. That changes the timeline and may change, I mean, I don't know, could it change the outcome? Is he right on that? Is there a bias there that would make a huge difference to have a different judge? Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to talk about something that you might have written to your congressperson about. You might have picked up the phone on this one. You've got about 1 million illegals. If they have just under $500, they're going to get a working permit to stay in the United States. They just have to prove a couple of things. Initially, they were talking about 800,000 people. It is way over 1 million. This sealed the deal for the Hispanic vote for Barack Obama as to come, you know, repeat as president to get his 4 more years, at least from the Hispanic point of view. When he gave the executive order to institute this, a little tiny smidgen of the DREAM Act that failed to pass in Congress, this was kind of a peace offering, if you will, to the Hispanic voters. I'll explain some of the details on the flip side. This is going to be what everybody's talking about as we are now into hump day across the nation. Hang with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Texas get ready? Why? Because clearly the number of people that will now get the permit, the work permit in the United States, will be mostly in those states. About 1.7 million young illegal immigrants will come out from behind the shadows, which is a, I don't know if it's an accurate description, but that's what a lot of people would term it as. And work openly in the United States because of the executive order that was signed by the president a couple of months ago. Wednesday is the first time you can officially start to file, and they'll be accepting applications to defer deportations. This is just a little bit of a give back because the DREAM Act didn't make it. And this is what the administration's doing. They've deported 1.2 million illegals in the last 3 years. So now this order gives a 2-year deportation deferral with the work permits and other benefits, driver's license, social security number to the people in the United, illegals brought to the United States as kids. So lots of immigration rights groups, La Raza, all of those, have been swamped with requests for info on the program, and they think that they're going to have the biggest jump in paperwork since 3 million immigrants applied for legal status in the 80s in that amnesty then, in the 86 amnesty. It doesn't give legal status and all that kind of stuff to the people who apply for it, and they got to pay just under $500, but as long as they have school, if they're in high school, high school graduates, they've served in the military, all that kind of stuff, they get this pass to have this work permit. And I wonder how many will come out actually and do it. Or they'll be afraid because of what that means to the other people around them. Will that expose their mothers, their fathers, and whatnot? But one thing it will expose is the lack of jobs in the United States. Because where are these jobs? Apply for a work permit. 1.7 million. Where are they getting these jobs? 8.2 unemployment? I don't think so, especially on the younger end of the spectrum. Because that's where it's maybe the worst. And that might be where it's the worst. Is people talk about having a job opening and getting hundreds of resumes and they're shocked at the overqualified people. Now you're going to dump more people, probably not as qualified, onto the workforce looking for jobs. And it's a catastrophe. I don't see how they're going to be able to find those gigs. But beyond that, I think in sorting this all out, it's going to be tough with this paperwork and figuring out who's vouching for who, because that's the other way. You can have people vouch for you as to where we're going with that. You got 1.7, well, more than that. Who knows how many it's going to be? Who knows how many people will say they fall into that category and come up with a way to prove it? Not that I'm thinking any fraud's going to be committed, but let's just say I'm thinking that some fraud's going to be committed. And they're already having problems. Homeland Security's already having problems with this. So, honestly, foul from the get-go, but smart on the Democrats' part. Because how do you get people to vote? Absolutely. You will get Hispanics, you get Latinos to vote by waiving that executive order and throwing this into the mix. The second it was done, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, was out of consideration. Even as a courtesy, just keeping his name out there and throwing it out, that was it. He was done. You know, he was toast. Oh, by the way, there were some primaries, and there were some people who cruised into a win, like Congressman Alan West. Easy for him Tuesday night in the District 18 congressional race in Florida. He had big early leads and then absolutely never looked back. You had Tommy Thompson, who won the Republican U.S. Senate primary. You had a couple of Senate primaries in Florida that turned out to be pretty interesting. The Senator Bill Nelson is now going to face, the Democratic senator, is going to face Republican Connie Mack the fourth in November after winning the primary. Nelson had about 80% of the vote in his returns. Mack had about 60%. They're both heavily favored. And this one will be one to watch to see what happens here. There's a good chance there could be a switch, a jump to perhaps Mack. And these are numbers that we'll be talking about on November 6th that have implications in what we're going to see in the chambers. People aren't happy with the legislative part of this country, with Congress, with the Senate. There may be some bigger changes than expected on the horizon. Here's one. The wrestling executive, Linda McMahon, she's got a chance now to become the first Republican U.S. Senator to represent, where some of you are listening to us, the great state of Connecticut. In 3 decades, it's been that long. McMahon defeated the former U.S. Congressman Christopher Shays in Tuesday's Republican primary. So it's the second time that the Republicans have chosen McMahon over a veteran politician in this general election now for an open Senate seat. So the money, to pump the money into the campaign, absolutely, they've got money. She spent last time around $50 million of her own money. And so far she's loaned or given about $15.7 to this campaign? How much of a chance does McMahon have heading into it? You know, the seat is gone. It's vacated by Joe Lieberman, who's retiring. And if it went to McMahon, that would be very interesting in Connecticut because of the history that I just mentioned. How many years, how many decades they have not had the Republican representation. What a swing moment for sure. Another Clinton has decided she might run for public office. Why is this a story? It's a story because it's interesting with the legacy thing. You think of the presidents who have had kids who have not gone into politics, and there have been many of those. The Bush family have people in politics, but the kids, not of Bush 1, but Bush 2, have the two daughters so far have not talked about that, have not talked about running for anything. Chelsea Clinton, who grew up in a massively political family, of course, with the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and the former President Bill Clinton, says she's contemplating following her parents into that. She's a correspondent for NBC Now, special correspondent, and she works with her dad's foundation. But she said that she never thought about getting into the family business until she watched her mother run in 2008. And now she's saying, you know, maybe not. Maybe I'll decide to run, which means she's probably going to decide to run. Could be the right age. Look at Paul Ryan. He was 28 years old when he was elected and has been elected ever since then, 42 years old, and he's now on the VP card for the Republicans. He got into that game. He got into the game early, too. If you know how it works and you've got specific things you're trying to accomplish and you have the backing of the constituents, anything's possible. Age doesn't necessarily have to be a factor, especially if you get in younger. It could be a legacy thing like him. I wonder how she would be, though. If you think the cross between Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, the difference is there, what would that be like for her coming through the system with the baggage of the parents? It could be interesting. Depends on where she would run. I would assume it would be New York, which would be the best place that she could run and would have a much better shot of, I think would have a much better shot of winning. And of course she had the ultimate campaigners with her father and her mother, I would say, without a doubt. Who do you want to get us to help you out there? You think your dad could come in and talk to some of the Democratic donors? Talk about what you add to New York politics. I'd say she have a pretty good chance there, depending on the group that she was talking to. But it certainly couldn't hurt. And plus, the fundraising effort would be there because of the parents once again. I can't let you down and not give you an update on Mars rover Curiosity. Is anybody following this besides Tomas and myself? Is anybody else curious about the Curiosity and what's happening with the Curiosity? Some great photos snapped of the red planet. I even like it how they call it the red planet. And that's what the Curiosity has been doing. They've been beaming home photos of the surface. And some of the photos have been pretty interesting. They have a 35-millimeter mast camera. And after it touched down, they started taking photographs. And the images, interesting images, to say the least. They've got lower res versions of the photos that they sent back. They have full frame images. And wow, very, very cool. Red Planet, aptly named, let's say that. Mailbag next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
In just a second, but before we do that, be honest, do you play Scrabble? Do you cheat at Scrabble? How about this shocker? One of the top young Scrabble players in our country was kicked out of the national championship tournament in Florida. This was in Orlando, after they say he was caught hiding blank letter tiles. Ooh, shame. Yes. Why cheat? So here's the deal. They have a National Scrabble Association. Oh, you can imagine that group. The kind who sip tea. And they only talk in big words. So anyway, they said that a male player was ejected. There was a 350 players in the event. And he was ejected in round 24 of 28. They wouldn't identify the player by name or age because he's a minor. There are four divisions. He was competing in Division III. Somebody spotted, they say he was, the cheating was spotted by another player, of course, a rat, at a nearby table who noticed that the player was concealing the two tiles when he was confronted. He admitted. So he got caught and he's like, yes, he's at the tiles. The winner gets 10 grand. So he didn't get the 10 grand. You have to imagine, you'd have to still be a decent Scrabble player to get that far. And then he blew it with the blank tiles. How do you hide the blank tiles and think that no one's going to see them? You have to be a really good magician, I would just think. All right, one last one, and then we're going to hit the bag, I promise. This was a strange story. I mean, this might take the cake for, are you serious? A Connecticut woman, see, everything's happening in Connecticut now, was billed for 25 years for streetlights. Oh, how much was her bill? And the utility company, which the governor of that state has screamed about so much, has decided that, okay, yes, we're going to give her $10,000 back. They had two streetlights near her house. Her name's Grace Edwards, and she told the Hartford paper that she found the error after a potential buyer for the home asked for, you know, utility charges. The overcharges amounted to 20 each month. And Connecticut Light and Power refused to reimburse her originally because they said the developer who owned the house had agreed to pay for the lights. Yeah, right. So she got a check for $10,491, $5,800 of which she paid for the electricity. The remaining was interest. And then she got an apology from the utility company. Oh, please. Connecticut Light and Power, CL&P, the worst. One of the worst. So, and this is so typical, isn't it? They said that it was always on the bill, and it was up to her to inform them of the mistake. And she said, look, how can I inform them of something I had no idea about? So she says they were rude, and they guess she got a customer service person who said, you figure it out. You figure it out. Yeah. Thanks, CLP. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. This one from Paul, listening to us in Vermont. Hey, Kate Delaney and America Tonight. I've sent you a couple of emails, mostly about politics. I'm just so tired of the whole thing. I got to tell you, the ads, I don't even pay attention anymore. We know exactly what each one of the candidates is going to do, what they're going to say. It's nasty about the other person, and frankly, I don't care. I know who I'm voting for. I know what's right for this country, and let me tell you, we've had problems in the past couple of years, nasty problems when it comes to jobs and when it comes to the security in the healthcare department that has left so many people never going to doctors. Never again. I'm not going to do it. I have to say I voted one way the first time around, but I'm not going to vote that way the second time around. Love you, girl. Thanks for the show, Paul. Okay. So we get your drift. So it's not a secret. We know who you're voting for, Romney. Romney and Ryan or Obama and Biden. This one from Allison, who says, oh, shame. Shame on Joe Biden for his crazy comments about the chains. Typical, I think he just mixed up his words, and maybe that's why I laughed when I first heard it. It has turned into a full-blown controversy. It'll probably be done by the end of the week. Make the Sunday shows, and then that's it. It'll go in the vault for history's sake. But Biden is somebody who should be muzzled. If I were Obama, he were my running mate. Put him out there with his cute wife talking to people, but keep him reined in. He could certainly go off the reservation. Well, I think he has done that in the past, and it doesn't matter. People aren't paying so much attention. It makes for conversation, and it bubbles up the first time it happens, but then people move on from that. Here's one from Big Bob, who says, Kate, I am disgusted by this immigration policy. I am a child of immigrants, legal immigrants, and I hear the stories all the time about how my family killed themselves to come to America and be processed. So now we've got anchor babies or worse, older kids that came over and they're being processed. What does it mean when they can't find a job? 1.7 million. Where are those jobs coming from? So they avoid deportation, but what does it mean for us in the United States? I suppose they were living under the wire anyway, but if officially they have these work permits, you have to believe that some people will lose their jobs to those that have been rubber stamped to be in the country for 2 years. And what a great way for the government to make money, because each time they can keep collecting fees. Think about it. How much money do they make on 1.7 million or so, give or take a half a million here or there? Oh, they make, you figure whatever the processing fee is or the form fee is, they still are making money, of course. They're making money on this. Money and friends who vote. Because lots of those Hispanics and Latinos are absolutely going to vote Democratic. They're not leaning at all toward the, not many anyway, toward the Republican side of the field, if you will. One last thing. This is just an interesting bumbling story, so we jump out of the mailbag to give you this one. It's worth it since we started off this way. There was another crazy story about a soccer player, a Russian who went from jail to pro soccer in Chile. Good for him. Wouldn't it be great if we could take our prisoners and get them in shape and put them on a field somewhere? And that's exactly what's happened for Maximin Moldokhaldov. They say it's a taste of temporary freedom. After almost 3 years in prison, he's got a shot at professional soccer. The Russian footballer sleeps behind bars at night, but every morning he walks out of his prison cell ready to hit the field wearing the jersey of his professional team. He's getting a second shot at life, if you will. He was busted for carrying 6 kilograms of coke that he was going to smuggle to Europe inside children's books. Ooh, that's a no-no. Of course they're going to nail you there. Word would spread, and then you'd be busted. So how interesting is this? He gets sort of the second chance here. And he knows how to control the ball. He knows how to shoot. I mean, he's got the, he has the physical and the technical down. So he's an important player, they say, for any team in Chile. And he's on that road, on a much different path, from jail to the soccer fields. It could be like a little Lifetime Oxygen movie, maybe, over this story. I'm just thinking out loud.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.